Smarty Pants presents Grandpa's New House by Pat St. Pierre. Today, Mama and I are going to visit Grandpa in his new house. I hold Mama's hand as we walk on the sidewalk and enter a big red brick house. As we walk down the hallway, my sneakers start to squeak. I see a lot of old people, some walking with canes and others sitting in wheelchairs. My stomach starts to hurt a little. Next, I see a lot of ladies wearing green dresses and pushing carts. "Why are all these ladies pushing carts, Mama?" I ask. "These ladies are nurses, and they're bringing medicine and juice to everyone who lives here," she replies. "But don't nurses work in hospitals and doctors' offices?" "Yes, they do. But they also work at places like this. Grandpa lives here with a lot of people his own age. He isn't as strong as he used to be, so he can't live alone anymore. He needs somebody to help him bathe, to prepare his meals, and to give him his medicine. That's what these nurses do." I squeeze Mama's hand a little tighter now because I'm getting scared. We walk past a large room with tables. People are sitting at the table singing happy birthday. "They're having someone's birthday today," says Mama. "Here we are, room 225. Mama enters the room and goes over to Grandpa, who's sitting in a chair. She kisses his cheek. I hear Grandpa say, "Where's my grandson, Peter?" I peek out from behind Mama. I think to myself, Grandpa looks just the same.
"There's my boy," says Grandpa.
With that, I shout, "Hi, Grandpa," and I run and jump into his lap.
"Well, well," says Grandpa. "Welcome to my new home. Would you like to go for a walk? I want you to meet my friend, John."
We leave Grandpa's room and walk down a long hall. Grandpa takes Mama and me into a TV room, and he introduces us to his friend.
"Hi," says John.
I notice that John is sitting in a wheelchair, and so I hold onto Grandpa's arm.
"John is an artist," says Grandpa. "Maybe when you come to visit next time, he can show you his paintings." "I sure can," smiles John.
Next, Grandpa takes us all around the building. He shows us a small library and the big dining room where the birthday celebration is. Then we go outside to the flower garden.
"It's nice here," says Grandpa. "We play cards in the afternoon and have bingo games in the morning. We have sing-alongs and we see movies. They take good care of us here."
"But, Grandpa, what about the nurses?" I ask.
"This is a special home," says Grandpa. "It's called a nursing home. It's for people like me who can't live alone anymore."
"But don't you miss your old home, Grandpa?"
I ask. "Well, yes, I did at first, but I've made new friends. I'm getting used to not living alone."
I hold Grandpa's hand and he smiles.
"This is my grandson," he says to everyone sitting around the flower garden.
"Aren't you lucky to have him visit?"
I hear one woman say.
"Yes, I am," Grandpa answers.
Grandpa's new home is different. It's not like I thought it would be. But Grandpa hasn't changed. He's still the same Grandpa. The end.